I'm Mike Chesley, and exactly 1 month ago, on February 5th, God put it on my heart to dig back to the first sermon that I ever actually listened to, and it was right in this church. And that night, I sat down and I wrote this. I've modified it a little since, but basically, these words were written on the night of February 5th. And on February 6th, I asked Pastor Mike if I could share. God's always at work in our lives, and I know now that faith in Christ is saving. But I didn't always know that, so I wasn't raised in a Christian home. We didn't study the Bible. There was no prayer in my house. I never went to church, never talked about Christianity. And with that said, I had great parents, okay? Don't get me wrong. I had awesome, awesome parents, and they're now walking in Christ, so I know that prayer works. But I was around Christians. I was around Christians kind of growing up my whole life. My grandparents were very devout. I knew a lot of what I would call Sunday Christians, people that went to church on Sunday, but maybe didn't walk that walk through the rest of the week. I had roommates. I had employers, friends. All the way up into my early adulthood, but none of them that I ever recall ever tried to pour into me. And I sometimes wonder why nobody ever tried. I'm pretty sure I probably wouldn't have accepted, but I do wonder why nobody ever made that attempt. So as I fast forward here a little, I met Ann after I graduated from college, and she's the first person that ever really started pushing me that I can think of. She wouldn't date me unless I knew the Lord's Prayer, so I learned the Lord's Prayer. 2004, we got married. I was somewhere near, I was baptized. We started attending church. And for the next 10 years, that was kind of my life. But I was just checking a box. I don't even think I was a good Sunday Christian. But God uses things. He uses events to bring us closer. So in 2015, Ann got really, really sick. And we just about lost her. And as she began to recover, the spring of 2016, Nadine Huffman invited her to come to Ridgeview Church. And she started bringing me along, convinced me to come, and I kind of began thinking about it a little. I still wasn't on my heart a lot, but I was here. And then in August, she got sick again. And man, that was tough. We'd seen her getting better, and all of a sudden she'd slid backwards. And she was kind of the driving force in our house that she led us here. I mean, she was the Christian leader. And I don't know what possessed me, but I loaded the kids up on August 28th, 2016, and we came to church. I was sitting about right where Cole Wyatt's sitting today. Sadie was at Kids Church. And Pastor Mike got up, and kind of like usual, I was just sort of half-hearted listening. But his sermon that day was called, "The Gospel is Powerful Because." The sermon was called, "The Power of God, Overview of Romans 1 through 8. And he read two passages. First passage was Romans 1, 13 through 17, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." And then he read Romans 8, 31, 39, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" And then he started in, and his words were, "The gospel is powerful because," and he gave 10 reasons. And he was partway through that sermon, and the Holy Spirit came over me. And I felt that sitting right there. I felt an actual physical change. I can't describe it to you. I didn't really comprehend at the time what had happened, but I knew I had changed. I picked a Bible up out of the chair in front of me. I took it home, and that's when I began reading and studying. A guy named Steve Friskup, I listened to a church service at Rapid City at the Stock Show a month and a half ago, and he said something really stuck. He said, "You'll know if the Spirit is in you." I received that by God's grace alone. No other reason. I wasn't looking for it. I hadn't prayed for it. It was strictly God's grace. And that's very, very humbling to know that God's always at work, even when we don't know it or realize it. So I really got into the Word on Sundays, doing home group. And for about the next 3 years, I was what I would call a good Sunday Christian. I walked the walk one day a week, and the other 6 days, I kind of went back to being me. And as I look back, I can kind of trace any challenging time I had in my life to when I drifted away, whether that was in my marriage, in my parenting, anything like that. Spring of 2020, COVID came along, and I know there's a lot of bad with COVID, but I think God used it for good. He did in my life because he brought a good friend of mine named Sid back in my life. And Sid introduced me to Coffee with the Colonel and Steve Frisco. And the things that this guy said really resonated with me. He basically puts a little daily devotional on Facebook, and he has lessons or whatever. It's about once, maybe five times a week he puts that on. And one of his themes is the duty that we have as Christians to bring God into our kitchen table. And through that, I began to see the importance of my daily Bible study and how I needed to lead this Christian life in my house. Fall of 2021, fast forward a little bit more, God's always working. And he doesn't always work in events that we like. So I had a situation at work, a lot of real uncertainty in my job, whether I'd be employed from one week to the next. And I began studying God's word. And I think what I was looking for was hope, but what I found was great peace. And what I noticed was the more time I spent in the Bible, the more peace I found. And then kind of about that same time, my buddy Sid, that had kind of fired this back up in me, he got pretty sick. And I won't go into great detail there, but we just about lost him. And as he kind of got on the mend and started healing up, I started sharing Bible verses with him. I'd read something, and it just seemed like it fit his situation, and I'd text it to him. And on December 23rd of 2021, 7:30 in the morning, I got a text from Sid, and it said, "What spoke to you today?" Five words. Man, I'm not even sure I was out of bed yet when I got that text, but I know we were at Christmas. I can tell you where we were at. But anyway, I opened up my Bible, and it fell open to James. And I started reading, and I texted him back, James 1, 19 through 25. And James 1, 22, right smack in the middle of that, says, "Be doers of the word, not hearers only." And for the next few days, two things really kind of stuck in my mind. They just kept coming back up. One was that verse, "Be doers of the word." And the other was Sid's words, "What spoke to you today?" And then he texted me and he said, "Hey, what's your plan for 2022? Are you gonna, are you getting into the Bible? What are you doing?" And I told him, I said, "I'm gonna post a daily Bible verse. I'm just gonna post it on Facebook, kind of like I'm doing with you, but I'm gonna do it every day." And I said, "I'm gonna spend more time in the Word with my kids." I said, "I don't know what that looks like, but I'm gonna get in the book with my kids." So on January 1, I got up pretty early. I listened to the Colonel. And he had a really good message. I liked it, and I used his verse, Romans 12, 1, 2. Romans 12, 2 says, "Be transformed by the renewal of your mind." And basically from that point on, that's forced me to get into the Word each and every morning. So for the past, whatever we're at now, 65, 66 days, I get up, I pray on it, I open my Bible, I ask God to guide me where he wants me to go, and I ask him to help make it fruitful for somebody else. And I find a verse, and I put it out there. And man, I can't tell you how great that's been, how satisfying that's been to study my Bible every single day. And it's led to a couple things. It's led to some good conversations amongst friends, between myself and Sid and another really good friend of mine, Casey Connell. And it's also led to some real amazing discussions with my daughters, with Jodine and Sadie. And we've kind of gotten to where we sit down as a family once a week at least, and we really dig into some verse. We study it, we look for the reality, and we look for how we can apply it in our lives. Pastor Mike, I believe it when I took the class to become a member here, Pastor Mike says everybody needs a Paul and a Timothy in their life. And what he meant by that, I believe, was that we need someone that pours into us. And then we need to be pouring into somebody else. And at the time, I thought of that as like a vertical relationship where I would have somebody like Steve Friscup or Pastor Mike, somebody that was a lot further along in this walk than me that would pour into me. And then somebody that's not as far along that I would pour into. And honestly, I don't know anybody that's not as far along as me, so I wouldn't be able to find a Timothy. But I don't think that's a vertical relationship anymore. I think that's horizontal. And I'll use my example with Sid and Casey. Myself, Casey Connell is a friend of mine that's been walking with God for 50 years. And I'm pouring into him. some of the discussions we have, he's thanking me for what I'm showing him. And I've been on this walk for a very short amount of time. Sid, Casey, myself, back and forth. It's a horizontal thing. Myself, Jodine, and Sadie. Some of the conversations I have with Jodine, she's my Paul. She's pouring into me. Same with Sadie. And so I guess if I can leave you with something today, I encourage you to do a few things. Read your Bible daily. Study the gospel in your home with your family, especially with your kids. Dig into it. Encourage your friends. Grow each other in faith. Okay? Make that a back and forth. And then share the gospel with others. But I guess I'd say above all else, model this. And don't just be that Sunday-only Christian. This is a seven-day-a-week walk. So I'll leave you with this. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. If God is for me, who can be against me? Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and be doers of the word, not hearers only. Thank you.